1-800-332-7726.
This is it, or is it? It's been dubbed Make or Break Wake. It is awake or weak on the Hill for the health care bill. It's the final turn. Will, in fact, the votes be there in the House? Some say yes, and some say absolutely not. If you live in the Northeast and you're listening to me, I bet it was a terrible weekend as far as the rain is concerned. You know, the whole thing about singing in the rain and splashing along in the galoshes sounds good, but not when they're torrential rains and they come down for 3 days straight. Your power's knocked out. There's flooding. Yeah, a lot of floods in the Northeast and also in the Mid-Atlantic areas as well, just besides the New Jersey, et cetera. As you drop down further, a lot of people suffering through some pretty intense winds and as I said, raindrops. Oof. Of course, I'm headed there naturally. Luckily, wasn't headed there over the weekend because a lot of those planes were delayed in Boston, at Logan, in Philadelphia International Airport. They had problems in New York. At JFK, they had problems with 75-mile-an-hour winds. Excited to be here, as always, on a little show called America Tonight. In every nook and cranny, we'll explore it all here, from what's going on in the situation in Haiti to what's happening with the runaway Prius in San Diego. Lots of questions abound as to whether or not that was a hoax. And what's happening with Toyota, the massive giveaways they're having now. Not giving away Toyotas, but giving huge discounts in some cases to many of the people who are shopping for a car. So will it work, or are more people heading in a different direction? It seems that people are loyal to Toyota, at least the people that I've talked to recently, who have bought different types of Toyotas but have stuck with the brand. So I don't know that people are heading away from Toyota. And I think the runaway Prius was a lot of bad publicity, and that's why immediately they're trying to recreate the situation and saying it's impossible. We'll get into that in a couple of segments here in this hour of America Tonight. Before we do that, however, a couple of other things, including what's now become an incredible battleground in Mexico. I think this is just one of the saddest stories that I've heard coming out of there. It's all drug cartel related, as we know. And for people who don't know about Ciudad Juarez, it's practically in America. Because El Paso, Texas, I mean, there's a little old bridge. And I'm saying it's not the size of a New York, George Washington-type bridge. Not that kind of span. It's a much smaller bridge, and a lot of the thugs are certainly having no problem coming over to El Paso. But the story that's so sad is you had a U.S. consulate employee and her husband who were shot to death as they drove into Juarez. They had a one-year-old baby in the back seat. Somebody knew they were coming over. At least that's what, at this point, the investigation is yielding. Just minutes after the gunman killed the husband of another employee of the consulate, and wounded his two kids, they went after this other person. So, I mean, the president is completely outraged and should be, and he should go off completely on the Mexican president as to what's going on here. We need to get the people you need to get the people responsible for this. You've had a lot of U.S. citizens that have been killed in this drug war, most of them with family ties to Mexico. I mean, it's pretty rare to be somebody in our government, an American government employee, to be targeted, but now this is starting to happen. You've had grenades that have been thrown at the consulate in Monterey, that was, what, a couple years ago? And now, brazenly, you have people that are just targeting employees, going after them and gunning them down in cold blood. By the way, the one-year-old survived that bloody attack. So you've got these civilians, too, that are caught in the middle of the drug violence. It is one of the deadliest cities in the world, Juarez. And it's crazy to me. I think of all the kids when I was there. I think of all the people that would go over that bridge. You know what they were going to get? Cheap Kahlua. I'm going to go catch a bullfight. I'm going to go see what it's like in Mexico, and it's practically out my backyard because all I got to do is go over El Paso, over from El Paso with this little old bridge here. Man, that tourism, they can't have tourism anymore. Any American who goes into Juarez, you're just completely foolish to do that, I think, at this point. And the people who were gunned down didn't think that they would be a target. I mean, this was a really bloody weekend in Mexico. 50 people were killed in gang violence, 9 in a shootout on Sunday in Acapulco. And that's a spring break place. So it's not just, my friends, in the interior places or the way off kind of desperate, desolate areas of Mexico. It is visibly a place where a lot of Americans and a lot of tourists go. Juarez used to be that place, but I can't say that any Americans, there has to be a State Department advisory, should go over there. I mean, this woman obviously thought she was okay. She was shot in the head. Her husband had bullets in his neck and his arm, and the baby was in the back seat, a one-year-old. And, you know, they were employees of the, or she was an employee of the consulate, and her husband was a detention officer at the El Paso County Jail. So is the reason because of her, because of him, or what was, you know, what was the reason? And the government is not really giving a big job description when it comes to the husband and what he was doing, and they're not telling so much about what she was doing, which at her position in the consulate, but they had to have been targeted for some reason. But I would say any Americans who cross into Juarez are just asking, are just, you know, rolling the dice. That's what you're doing. It's just because there's just too many people that are getting gunned down there because of the violence. And it'll be interesting to see, and not interesting, but in Acapulco, to have that, to have any kind of violence there where somebody comes out of a taxi and then there's fire in the streets. I got to think, if you've got a teenager, not even a teenager, let's say a 19, a 20-year-old, they want to go there for spring break, people might start thinking twice about that. That's how bad it's gotten. And speaking of what's happening in Mexico, what's happening here in the U.S. when it comes to immigration and people illegally immigrating into the United States? So much of either this so-called road to amnesty, or figuring out ways to come up with identity cards. Remember, that was the big thing that was being proposed last week. They've talked about it before. Let's have this identity card, and everybody has a worker's card, so that anybody who comes in illegally wouldn't have that card, and they would get tossed back. But that's that same catch and release that we've seen before that hasn't worked, and it's the privacy issue on the identity card deal. So Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina had some thoughts on that. He was on one of the Sunday programs. We're going to hear what he had to say as he takes it to Barack Obama on illegal immigration. Hang with us.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95
plus shipping and handling and get two pairs for free?
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing?
MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code radio. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain. Would I be out of line if I said I'm
healthcare, if you're playing along, what's been talked about over and over again when it comes to the politics that is happening here in these United States? There are a lot of different issues that affect all of us, and it's a little different depending on where you live. There are things in your local community and then things in your state that are going on, whether it's cutting education or you're concerned about other things that are happening or something with the roads and whatever. When it comes to the government, our government, and the discussions, most of the focus has been centered on health care, at least a big chunk of it. Occasionally, Gitmo. And Gitmo is supposed to be closed. That's what Obama said, right, our president, on January 22nd, that it wasn't feasible. Now it's all about, are we going to have these military tribunals and what's going to happen with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, and are they going to be tried in New York, or do they go back to Guantanamo? So there is some debate. There is some debate about that. And, you know, we have thoughts on this show when it comes to Gitmo. But immigration is what this country is based upon. But the fact, you know, give me, you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry, all that stuff. But how many of you have had relatives that you know that you can trace back, because now that's the big thing, even on the tube, of tracing back the ancestors. How far back do you go, and people coming and becoming U.S. citizens? The illegal immigration problem is a minefield when it comes to being re-elected, and particularly depending on the part of the country you're talking about and the constituents. So when you have the House up for grabs, all the House seats up for grabs, and chunk of the Senate, there are people that want nothing in our political landscape to do with the question of illegal immigration, because it's better to shelve it when you're starting, you know, let's start this when I'm in and I'm reelected, or I've been elected, I don't want to have to go there now. During the campaign, it would come up occasionally as to what are we going to do? We're being overrun by this problem, and it's, and you know, it never becomes about cost, and it should be about cost, because what is it ultimately costing the United States? Nothing infuriates me more than to hear about the anchor babies, and to hear the story that I heard on, I don't know where it was, 60 Minutes or somewhere, a short while ago, there was a woman who had six anchor babies, and she was making $8,000 a month. She was driving some kind of souped-up automobile and getting her nails, French manicure. That's nice. So she gets the $8,000. What about everybody else in America that's here legally? She's here illegally and has the anchor babies. Mm. So there's big problems concerning illegal immigration. Lindsey Graham has been talking about it lately. He's talked about it before, but he's been talking about it again lately, ringing the bell. There have been some meetings on the situation with immigration and where we're headed. Now, as I mentioned, Barack Obama initially did campaigning talk about this as being one of the things that had to be looked at, but it's been on the shelf for forever. And here's what Lindsey Graham said on one of his appearances on the Sunday shows.
Well, I have worked with this administration to solve hard problems because I want to, for the good of the people of the country and for the state of South Carolina. But this idea that the president's been unwavering on immigration doesn't really pass the smell test. One line in the State of the Union that was unnoticeable is not unwavering. A hastily called meeting Thursday because of a rally next weekend is not unwavering, is CYA. Unwavering is sending two cabinet members over to the House and the Senate 2 hours a day for 2 months with dozens of senators trying to write a bill. That's what President Bush did. President Obama has not been unwavering on immigration reform. He's pretty much ignored it because he's been consumed by health care. And there will be no way we'll be able to go to the Senate after you blow it up with risk-averse Democrats and Republicans upset to deal with something as important and controversial as immigration. Chuck Schumer has been a great partner. We're going to release a document soon about our way forward on immigration. He understands the politics and the substance. But this idea that this administration's been unwavering on immigration reform is just political spin, and the people at the rally ought to know that.
Political spin. I agree. There's been a lot of political spin, not just when it comes to the president on the situation. It's clear when somebody's running, depending on where they're running, they try to avoid it unless they know they have the solid backing, and also on whatever the point of view is. You know, Tom Tancredo, for all his years of screaming about illegal immigration, was written off as a nutball by a lot of people. And if you looked at some of the things he suggested, they actually made sense. Tom, in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, Kate?
Good.
Well, you're talking about illegal immigration. You're talking about shootings going on down in Juarez, Mexico, and so forth. As far as I'm concerned, a lot of this, if you really look at it, a lot of it has to be engineered, and I think you have a number of people, probably even within our government and corporations and so forth, that have some kind of a financial stake in all of this, and I seriously believe you have an international community of international, organized crime that quite literally is engineering all of this for the final demise of the United States. Before they could consume and consolidate any of their nefarious power throughout the world, what they need to do is they need to have the United States to fall. And that is the key right there. And I think that they found the Achilles heel of the U.S., and that is us financially, and a lot of our vanity and so forth, that we have to have this and have to have that, and we're going to charge everything and so forth, to the point where you have high expenditures. And quite literally, that winds up causing a lot of debt. And illegal immigration, particularly like chain migration and birthright citizenship and things of that nature, that needs to be stymied like real quick, because if we don't, what you're going to wind up having is a total dilution of the American complexion, so to speak. Our values, our customs, our traditions, mm-hmm. are going to all be totally undermined, to the point where our Constitution is going to be much more seriously undermined, and quite literally our civilization will then crumble from underneath. What I will also say about Lindsey Graham, I mean, he was bad-mouthing Obama, and he was praising Chuck Schumer. I mean, I look at Lindsey Graham, he is another one of these progressives as well, and I'm not necessarily going to believe everything that he has to say either. Definitely not anybody like Schumer. Schumer, quite literally, if you take a look at him, he is a progressive and a statist, as well as Obama, as well as Pelosi, as well as a whole lot of them. All they're doing is just creating a smokescreen to quite literally confound and distort the issues and confound our understanding of those issues, so that way they can posture themselves in order to take their next steps. And I believe, seriously, there is a serious, like, this new world order underpinning here. That quite literally they got things postured in Europe, and they got things postured in China and the Far East and so forth. What they still need to do is they need to still be working on North America. And the last hour, the previous show that I was listening to is Bill Cunningham, and he was talking about the regulation of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And quite literally that is really appalling, to the point where you have people that can't even do recreational fishing because the government's going to come in and regulate this and regulate that. And literally they want to control and seize every aspect of our lives and literally tell us what we can do, what we can think, what we can feel, and what we can say. And if we don't, we're going to wind up meeting our own demise. These Mexicans, if that right there is another tool that they're going to be using, these gangs in Mexico, to achieve those ends. They literally try to do the same thing here in the United States, where you had a lot of black communities, where you had drive-by shootings and so forth.
Right.
And also a lot of Hispanic groups in South Central Los Angeles.
Doing the same thing, yes, going after the people. Hey, I'll comment on that. On the flip side, we're up against it. So more on what could actually happen in this country if people don't start to stand up and be heard. That's what I believe. I think you have to get your voice heard, and you got to cut through the clutter and not get confused. Stay with us.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Is perfect for what we've been talking about when it comes to the situation in Mexico and then ultimately the policies we have when it comes to illegal immigration. So you may have to have a couple of thoughts on this as well. Please throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I was kind of a different spin on this than Tom from Missouri. I do think there are distractions because I think people are easily distracted, and the game of politics is about that. It's about spin, no doubt, and jive talking, absolutely. One day Lindsey Graham is this way, and the next day he's that way. Although some of the things that he has said, I agree with. Some of the things that he's taken a stand on, I agree with. Chuck Schumer, on the other hand, I think there's been maybe one thing in the entire time that I've covered Chuck Schumer that I've agreed with. And are there agendas out there? Is there a political movement? I think there are agendas out there, but I think a lot of the agendas, it just seems so simplistic, and I know people a lot of times don't believe this, but it's pure greed and one and ego and wanting to sit on that pile of cash. I say this all the time on America Tonight. Follow the money. It is so about the money. I mean, that is the biggest concern, ultimately, for most of the power players. They want the prestige, or they want the money, and they want the prestige, and they want everything that goes along with that. and whatever that is. So, yes, are there distractions? A lot of the distractions are to keep your eye off the ball so that XYZ gets reelected again and can push through, well, I would say, some of their earmarks from the past, or can keep perpetrating whatever it is that they're beating the drum for. And immigration is a scary thing because, my friends, this problem could, and this does deal with money, this problem could have been solved decades ago, back in the Reagan administration. There were laws on the books that had to be enforced. If they were enforced, then you wouldn't, if you had people here illegally, you wouldn't have as many people here illegally that you do now, because they were allowed to just work under the radar, who cares, whatever. If you're a maid, if you're picking strawberries, if you're doing whatever job it is, working in construction, look at all the people who've lost construction jobs. The interesting thing, sadly, is when you hear, and you know this, the number one thing in Mexico is the money being pumped back from America. I mean, that's their number one deal besides tourism, which they're tearing up tourism with all the drug problems. But can you imagine if there was a mass exodus from the United States, if all of us said, screw it. We hear the story about this woman with the anchor babies. She's getting $8,000. Why am I not getting $8,000? What's my Social Security? Did you get that little green thing in the mail telling you after XYZ of paying in you were going to get whatever, which amounted to something you couldn't really live on anyway? So what if we said, there's better opportunity in Mexico? Let's just go live off the fat of the land in Mexico. We're having economic problems here. Let's just dump out. Let's all go to Mexico. We'd be shot, thrown in jail, dumped over the... We're not getting medical care. Did you ever try to get medical care in Mexico without a credit card? Uh-uh. And it doesn't happen anywhere else. So while we've been the nation that everybody's relied on, the generosity of America and the phrase that I used before on Lady Liberty, give me your tired, you're poor, you're hungry, and all those great freedoms and the incredible country that our forefathers shed their blood all over the place for, I don't want to see that torn down either. And it's idiots running the country that we've put in place, frankly, because, you know, you vote. And you could say, I mean, I understand in the presidential election, it's a little bit different. There's maneuvering. So there's an electoral college, etc. There are a lot of things that come into play there. On your local level, absolutely you have some control over that. And who your state representatives are, you have some control on that, too. So think twice about who you're putting in Washington to represent you. The distractor, the power player, the shooting for something different in the future. And I do agree with what Tom had to say about the Constitution. The Constitution is a great document. I have a little pamphlet that's got, you know, just to remind myself of some of the amazing, amazing, amazing things that were put into the Constitution. And I'll look at it every so often. I'll just, you know, go down the articles, etc. And I hope we never do come to a point where we see all of these amendments and all that has been put into the Constitution just shredded, because I still think, even though the language in some cases is a little bit different and the interpretation is a little bit different, it still is a document to me that pretty much holds up. And in fact, when I go back to Philadelphia, I'm going to go to Constitution Hall. I'd love to go there. And you look at some of the new things that have come in going back in our history, and it's a great reminder. There's something to be had here in these United States. So don't take it for granted. Don't be lulled into sleep. Be active. Be more politically active and make your voice count, because I still believe you can make that voice count. I really, really think it's possible. And, you know, call me optimistic, but I choose to be optimistic and hope that we can keep as many of the political spin masters out of our government as possible, at least with all the House seats up and then moving into the future for sure. You know, talking about spin masters, we've been hearing a lot about this jobs bill, as I kind of seg into that, because it affects some of us, too. And pretty much now the jobs bill, this what they're calling the reinvestment in the infrastructure of America that is going to put people back on their feet, put them back to work, and we're going to be more prosperous in the long run. The bill is heavy, heavy on tax credits, but the tax credits, in going through them a little closer, I did that over the weekend, they're just really not there. They're very temporary. So if you're trying to make a dent in unemployment that I believe is much higher than 10% in many spots in the country, you're going to be hard-pressed to do it with the jobs bill that's being proposed. The House passed a bill, if you remember, in December, that included $48 billion in infrastructure spending. So now you got the Senate boys to worry about, and girls. So you have the House and the Senate that have adopted a bill that consists mostly, and I've said this a bunch on America Tonight, I don't think people are realizing it, but it's mostly payroll tax deductions for employers who make new hires. They bring new blood into the building, and they keep them for a year. The original bill was $154 billion. So the new bill is, what did I say, $48 billion? Figure the math, that's what, one-tenth difference there. And so the tax credits are pretty small. Is there really an incentive to hire new people? How are you paying for them? And if you look at it, it's probably going to create maybe, on the high end, maybe 200,000 jobs. So it's just a drop in the bucket compared with all the jobs that have been lost since the recession started. The estimate, and I think this is wrong, too. I think it's too small, but 8.4 million jobs. So it's much too temporary. If you remember, and we talked about this a lot on America Tonight, we had a couple of different experts on who said cash, right from the beginning, cash for clunkers stinks. And remember, cash for clunkers caused a big surge in people running out to buy cars. But then it fell off. They fell off the map because the incentives ran out. And a lot of people are comparing the cash for clunkers to what's going on with the jobs program. It's too temporary. So a temporary hiring incentive will expire when the unemployment rate, if you think about it, is forecast to be worse. So will these tax credits really work in the best? And I was for this originally, but will the tax credits really work to put more people back to work? And the answer is, in everything that I can see now, looking at the numbers, the answer is no. The answer is no. So the infrastructure might deliver some benefits to the economy as a whole, but really, because it's so small, how many more people are going to be put back to work? I don't think so. There has to be. You want people want to go back to work. They have to have good jobs, something that pays some kind of dividend. And it doesn't look like the tax credit to me is it. I think the comparison that I've seen a couple other people make to cash for clunkers is a really good one, because this is not the best way to go. The idea of creating jobs, that's one thing, but the temporary situation. And hey, if there are people that can take advantage of the tax breaks and they're struggling and they can get some new fresh blood in the door, good for them. But overall, you're talking about a very, very small number of people when we have really super high unemployment. And I keep reading these rosy pictures out there, how things are getting better, but I don't understand it. I talk to people and find out that in couples, one of the two is out of work, or somebody just was part of a layoff. I mean, it's a jungle out there, friends, and I'm sure I don't have to tell many of you about that. Coming up on the flip side, we've just scratched the surface, so let's get you filled in on the headers across the land. Hang with us.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So then when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now. Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots is over today. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends today.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
America, did you remember to move your clocks ahead? When you went to bed last night, did you set your clocks ahead 1 hour? Actually, Saturday, did you set them 1 hour ahead before you hit the pillow? So, yeah, daylight savings time. That extra hour of daylight when you spring forward each March, and then you lose it when you fall back in November. What led to daylight savings time? I've had some people ask me that. Being from the land of Ben Franklin, he was the, boy, when he wasn't busy with the women, he was thinking about everything else, like the Postal Service and daylight savings time. So Ben Franklin, one of the founding fathers, suggested something like daylight savings time in a big essay that he wrote in 1784 talking about the need for something similar. And there was actually a guy who worked as a clerk in the postal department in New Zealand was the first to propose the modern daylight savings time. And I think all of us know this by now. Congress first put the clocks ahead 1 hour during World War I and later for World War II. But you say to yourself, okay, why did they do that? Why did that become something necessary to do when it was to conserve fuel? Because they needed it to produce electric power. And Germany and Austria began saving daylight, too, by the end of World War I. So that was the reason for it, to save the fuel. And originally, daylight savings time was approved back in 1916. And some people think it's just a stupid tradition and they hate it. There was officially the Uniform Time Act came into play in 1966. So what's happened is thanks to that, it's officially the second Sunday in March and it ends on the first Sunday in November. Any takers? Do you like daylight savings time? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The thing is, people still get confused about it. People forget about it. It's, you know, it's, there's just certain stories and news events that get covered every year, and there's one of them. You turn on your local news, don't forget to set your clocks forward, or don't forget to fall back. And it, just from a personal point of view, it's mental, whatever. But the fall back situation, at least on that particular night, I'm loving that one extra hour of sleep. I like my sleep. But the spring ahead thing, I'm not so crazy on that particular day when you spring ahead, particularly when I'm getting on a really super early flight. But the concept of daylight savings time, you know, I'm more about having the extra sleep on the fallback thing. So that's just for that one particular day. But getting more sunlight at night is better. I think having more sunlight, more time for most people, because you have kids that get out of school, you have dinner, whatever, you have time to throw the ball around, walk the dog, talk to your neighbors, hang out back, I don't know, whatever, go kill the mosquitoes, set up the mosquito lamps before it gets dark. Matt, you and I, you mentioned this to me before we got on the air. We talked about the fall back thing before.
That's correct.
And you were completely against it.
I'm so against daylight savings time.
As a whole package.
Yes. Get rid of the whole thing. To steal a phrase from the Brits across the pond, I think it's complete rubbish.
It's completely confusing to a lot of people. There's no doubt about that.
It's dumb. I don't know. I think it's dumb because there's no need for it anymore, and I'd rather have the extra time at night with the sunlight. Because when it's winter, you're having the sunset at 5 at night.
Yeah, and that is... I was for that originally, but I'm for the selfishness of just the 1 hour sleep that night. But then actually playing it out, though, if... Going along with your theory, I'd rather have more sunlight at night.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not one of those early risers. And even if I was, you're driving to work. Who wants it sunny then?
So who cares?
Right. It's a waste of sun.
Right. Because you're not usually out in that. You wouldn't really be out in it at that time.
Unless you're like one of my buddies who's just a workout freak and gets up at 4:30 in the morning for his yog.
Yeah, and there are people who do that, and so they would be affected because they want to get up early, they want to run or walk or whatever, and then get a shower or go to work. But I bet you, for the most part, people would prefer the opposite.
Right. Then you have
more fun in the sun. Put that way, and so forget about the extra hour of sleep. I would sacrifice that. If it's put that way, then I would agree with that.
Do you even feel like you lost an hour today?
Yes.
You do? I don't even notice anything.
I do because I have to fly early in the morning. But if I wasn't, I probably wouldn't have. If you're there, you make a point, yes.
Yeah, and the other thing, this show gets done an hour earlier now.
That's right. It gets done an hour earlier, so how about that? If that makes any sense to anybody out there. Hey, speaking of making no sense, John Boehner was the quote that he used, that he's talking about Gitmo, and he was talking about this over the weekend. He was on one of the Sunday shows, and the debating this plan for closing the military base. It's, you think of Gitmo, and how many people realize this? We've had people on to talk about going to Gitmo, like whether it's Frank Gaffney or Jeff Atticott, some of the previous guests, regular guests, who have visited Gitmo and don't understand the mistreatment issues and whatnot. But let's put all that aside. To set up Gitmo, it was $10 million. And Gitmo has the protections for the people that they don't, who the military tribunal, for example, or the people that come in there, they can't see them. The prisoner can't see them. Because you have to remember, in the case of what they're talking about in New York City, the dangers also to the judges and the jury, do you think they wouldn't be targets if they knew who they were? Of course they would be targets. So in not using Gitmo, you're talking about having to pay also $500 million. Congress would have to pony up $500 million to rehabilitate that prison in Illinois. Now, I realize that it's a depressed area and some people would get jobs and that part would be good for them. But who's going to vote for this? Who's going to vote with where we are now with money and this deficit, this crazy amount of spending? Who's going to vote for $500 million to rehabilitate this prison? You know, they should have, I want to see the head count for that. So this deadline now for closing Gitmo has come and gone. The facility is, boom, open. I think the people that are there, you got about, what, 190 people. Go, if the due process is, have the military tribunals do the due process. Makes sense to me. Go through the legal status of the people. Then get the ball rolling instead of keeping it on ice. The Gitmo thing, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say that if we don't have any action on Gitmo this year, we're not getting any action next year. But in election year, I think unless it proves that people absolutely in America say they want to see Guantanamo close, we're not going to see any action on that. So there's a great chance that Guantanamo, is that facility, is just going to stay open through the whole Obama administration, through this first term, if he should get a second term. I'm saying if it's for the first term, it's just going to stay open. I mean, this is the right place to conduct military trials for the suspects. And why are we even messing with this decision to try them in New York or then to beef up a prison in Illinois? It doesn't make any sense. Then again, a lot of things in Washington don't make sense, right?
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
That's going to leave a mark.